Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Storms likely today, otherwise cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 72. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, 63.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the verdict that yesterday afternoon regarding former President Donald Trump being guilty on all 34 counts of felony charges, statements were made from elected officials here in the state of Kansas, including U.S. Senator Roger Marshall and former Attorney General and candidate for the 2nd Congressional District, Derek Schmidt. As KSNT News reports that according to Schmidt's statement yesterday afternoon, he said that it is a dark day for America and for the American justice system, saying, quote, without waiting for appeal, the American people should enter their own verdict, not contrived to persecution, can deny the rest of this country our choice for president of the United States. And I look forward to voting for Donald Trump again November 5th. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall also made a statement on his X account saying, quote, the political prosecution of Donald Trump is the most egregious miscarriage of justice in our nation's history. This happens in banana republics under authoritarian regimes, not here in America. Mid-America Network News.
It's Morgan, and I'm on the phone with Mike at Midwest Kia. Mike, your team has worked hard to provide your customers with a simple, transparent, and fast buying experience. For most of our listeners, it all begins with a visit to your website. I noticed some big changes online. What's going on?
That's right, Morgan. We recently updated our Midwest Express buying tool. It helps calculate payments, trade values, taxes, and more. Plus, we've added lenders who can provide full approval before you even step in the door. Those that have used the tool have saved as much as 2 hours from the typical dealership experience.
I know rebates and incentives can confuse some buyers, so does it also help with those?
Absolutely. With over 400 vehicles to choose from, we've really helped cut through a ton of the red tape, so you can focus on finding the perfect ride.
Now, that's what I call a better way to buy. If you're looking for a new ride, make sure to visit my friends at Midwest Kia and online at MidwestKia.com. As always, see why people are singing.
We want to see ya! Midwest Kia.
No disclaimer needed. Like we said, simple, transparent, and fast. Midwest Kia, a better way to buy.
Experts at Kansas State University are warning farmers across the state of Kansas to be on the lookout for a new threat that may be devouring crops. As KSNT News reports, the latest comes out of northeast Kansas, where entomologist Anthony Zukoff with Kansas State University and the Research and Extension Office have released a press release warning about the soybean gall midge that's causing problems for soybean farmers in two northeastern Kansas counties. They say the pest can make it difficult for soybean farmers, potentially devastating production of the crop. In the statement, they say, quote, after several years of Nebraska counties on the Kansas line having infestations, soybean gall midge finally showed up in northeast Kansas and Nemaha and Marshall counties last year. They say the midge appears as a tiny fly which lays eggs in soybean fields that leads to maggots that can be feeding on the soybean stems. They say that can lead to severe lodging or the plant falling over and outright plant death. Right now, no insecticide recommendations exist to combat the spread of the pest as they are relatively new threats to farmers.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Heritage of Red Cloud was set to close its doors on April 18th, but before that could happen, the community got together and made an effort to save the town's nursing home. The Webster County Community Hospital Foundation was able to acquire the facility from Vetter Senior Living without having to put forth any money. Approximately seven different donors gifted $375,000 to help operations costs. And as a result of that transition, the facility will now be called Heritage of Webster County. Here's what Joe Griffin with Webster County Community Hospital had to say to KSNB Local 4.
You're talking about people's grandparents in here. It keeps them close to their families. This is their home. Red Cloud is their home. And if you take that out of the community, one, you're taking out a very significant part of our population.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Always happy with your five-star customer service.
Your staff was super friendly and easy to work with.
Quick, helpful, responsive. Thank you. I'm so happy to be a Blue Valley customer.
Blue Valley is awesome.
Blue Valley employees are always helpful, kind, and efficient.
At Blue Valley Technologies, we appreciate all our customers. Thank you for entrusting us to keep you connected.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual Big Blue River Day celebration kicks off tonight in downtown Marysville.
We start out at 5 o'clock with the always popular beer event will be open. We're going to have cruising from 5 to 8. If you go to our Facebook page, you can check a post because we also have a band starting at 6 o'clock. So we're rerouting cruising a little bit downtown so it's not in front of the band. Check out the turtle races. Cleve has got a great lineup of turtles if you've seen on Facebook for us. Again, at 6, I believe, we've got Live Circuit, which is kind of a local flair of a band. We've got some local people in that, so it's kind of awesome. If you're a runner or a drinker, we've got the beer mile starting at 7 o'clock. You can sign up for that. Teams of 4, teams of 1, teams of 2, but that's always a fun event. And then, of course, we've got music tonight featuring Mikey Niedemann Band starting at 9.
Hallie Argo is events coordinator with Marysville Chamber and Main Street and highlights activities planned Saturday.
We've got stuff around Marysville. There's a basketball tournament going on. There's stuff at the library. I think there's stuff down at the depot. You can go see the train. So there's stuff around. But downtown, of course, we've got the always favored car show that's on its 33rd year. Come see some classic cars. The barbecue will be starting up bright and early. Actually, Friday night it'll be starting up, and you'll come smell that. Get your wristbands for the Taste of Barbecue event. And I highly encourage everyone to get those online at bigblueriverdays.com or get there early to get them because they will sell out. We've got kids stuff. We've got dancers. We've got another cornhole tournament. I think I didn't touch on that on Friday. We've got one both nights, so that's kind of exciting. And then at 4:30, I guess, we kick off the Big Blue Parade followed by Sam Stevie and then the Stolen Winnebagoes, which people are really excited for them.
Weather looks cooperative with seasonal temperatures and no forecast for rain Friday night, Saturday, or Saturday night.
Yep. Actually, the best place to get information is probably our Facebook page, which is just Big Blue River Days. There is a listing of events on bigblueriverdays.com, and you can register for things on that website. Every year, consistently at the barbecue, we have a little blip of weather. Definitely stay tuned to Facebook. If it starts to rain, we normally go into the beer tent, have a few drinks, and it quits, and the band starts going again. Also, you can tune in here to Candy Y.
Tune to Candy Y for the Friday Night Cruisin' Soundtrack, featuring favorites of the 50s, 60s, and 70s this evening, following our news block at 5 on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Nebraska Rod and Custom Association annual tour of Nebraska will drift into northeast Kansas Saturday, with over 500 cars passing along U.S. 36 from just east of Mankato at Highway 14 to just west of Marysville at Highway 77, turning northbound on U.S. 77 for Nebraska, where the tour continues Sunday. Gage County Museum and Historical Society opened a new summer exhibit this past weekend on the Big Blue Indian Reservations, highlighting struggles and hopes of the Yodo Missouri tribe. It will remain on display through September in Beatrice. Blue Rapids Museum will open a new exhibit, A Train Runs Through It, Saturday, June 1st. Focus on rails and railroaders in Blue Rapids. The exhibit opening Saturday is 9 to noon, will remain on display through December. Museum hours Thursdays 1 to 5, Saturdays 9 to noon, or by appointment. Kansas Wildlife and Parks announces free fishing days this Saturday and Sunday. Residents may fish June 1st and 2nd without a license, although all those regulations will apply. For details, go online to gooutdoorskansas.com. Annual Marshall County Spring Swine Show is Saturday, June 1st, at the Marshall County Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Check in 8:30 till 9, showmanship at 9:45, followed by judging and breeding and market classes. For details, phone 785-562-8626. Deadline for candidates to file for the August 6th primary is Monday, June 3rd at noon. Township treasurer and trustee positions, county sheriff, attorney, register of deeds, county treasurer and clerk, as well as 2nd and 3rd district commissioner, plus district magistrate judge, will be up for re-election. Marshall County Commissioner Fritz Blaski has filed for re-election for the 2nd district. He joined the board, winning the August 2020 primary in a three-way race, and he's filed for a second term. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday for Vonda L. Roberts Garland, who passed away December 24th. Celebration of life service Saturday at noon, with a visitation beginning at 10 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Vonda Roberts Garland. Services for Douglas Doug Jorgensen, age 62, of Waterville, who passed away May 4th, are planned Saturday. Committal service at 2 at the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. A celebration of life service will follow at the Waterville Community Center, with the Christy Andrews Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Doug Jorgensen. James H. Jim Dodds, age 82, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Graveside service June 11th, 10 a.m. at the Washington City Cemetery, with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Jim Dodds. Laverna Argenbright, age 84, of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral arrangements pending, with Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Laverna Argenbright. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, turkey tetrazzini, French bread, broccoli, and applesauce. Monday, a pork tender, mashed potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and applesauce. KNDY News time is 7:15.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, otherwise mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms continue overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s, then a chance for some rain showers throughout Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms still possible into Sunday, mixing with sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Then showers and thunderstorms are likely into Sunday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Showers and thunderstorms are still likely into Monday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. Then more showers may continue into Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Still a slight chance for some rain on Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. And more rain may continue Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And more rain Wednesday. Then rain showers may continue Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late May, 81, record high on this date, 103. The average low, 60, and the record low, 39. Sunset this evening, 8:47. Sunrise in the morning at 6:03. Widely varying amounts of precipitation Thursday. We had about a tenth of an inch here at the studios in Marysville. 63 degrees, cloudy, overcast this morning with spotty light shower activity indicated by radar. Biggest area of concentration, I-70 around Junction City up north toward Clay Center. Otherwise, just hit and miss light showers scattered about. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 31st of May. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's race week at the Beatrice Speedway this Friday night with the Melvin Banks Super Late Models races. Hot laps start at 6:30 with races running at 7. $20 for an adult ticket with kids 11 and under free. Experience the power of the Melvin Banks Super Late Models along with modified sport mod, stock car, hobby stock, and compact races. Grab a seat and strap on in this Friday night at the Beatrice Speedway. Race time starting at 7 p.m.
Big Blue River Days on the Bricks in downtown Marysville, Friday, May 31st and Saturday, June 1st. The fun begins Friday with the Main Street Cruise, 5 until 8, the Beer Mile Blind Draw Cornhole, and live bands with Live Circuit at 6, and the Mikey Needleman Band is back at 9. Saturday car show registration runs 8 until noon, the show from noon to 2. Kids Zone games and inflatables from 10 to 4 Saturday. Cornhole tourney and taste of barbecue at 2 with the Big Blue Parade at 2:30 and the Stolen Winnebago's live at 9. Full details online at BigBlueRiverDays.com.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. The NBA Finals are set.
The Dallas Mavericks, for the first time in 13 years and just the third time in their history, the Dallas Mavericks are going to the NBA Finals.
The final call on ESPN, the Mavericks advanced to their first final since 2011, drubbing the T-Wolves 124-103 in Game 5. Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic each netted 36 points to lead all scorers, and Doncic took home the Magic Johnson Trophy as West Finals MVP, speaking post-game.
Means a lot, man. Means a lot. It's not easy. It was very hard road. Very hard, but we are here. Obviously, we're not done. We need four more, but I think today we all deserve to enjoy this win.
Head coach Jason Kidd on their next challenge.
They've been there before. They have the experience. They're well coached. This is another great test. Two of the best teams left. But when you look at what Boston does by spreading you out, and then on the defensive end, they're going to compete defensively. So this is a great test for us.
The Celtics will host Game 1 of the Finals on June 6th, next Thursday on ABC. Stanley Cup East Finals, Game 5 in New York between the Rangers and Panthers. Series knotted at 2. Game tied at 1 with 10 minutes to go.
Then on for Lundell. Left side of the circle. Lundell a shot, and he scores! Anton Lundell gives the Panthers their first lead of the night. He lets it rip out of the left circle. It's 2-1 with 9:38 to play here in the third.
On WQAM, both teams would score once each again in the final 2 minutes, but the Panthers escape New York with a 3-2 win and a 3-2 series lead. Baseball, the Yankees hammered the Angels 8-3. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or going to the grocery store for milk instead of buying your own cow. You know there's an easier and better way. Save up to 25% when you bundle home and auto with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included with the activation of a Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah! So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Requires in-store activation. Device offer ends 6/9/24. Taxes and fees apply.
It's a blast to go this fast at the Washington Speedway this Saturday night, with racing starting at 7 p.m. Racing A-Class winged, non-winged, sportsman, junior sprint, restricted, and trucks. Settle in for a full evening this Saturday at the Washington Speedway, the race place. Racing starting at 7 p.m.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Falling tech shares dragged down the broader market Thursday, with the NASDAQ composite sliding more than 1%, the S&P giving up 0.6%. The Dow Jones, which was over 40,000 just 2 weeks ago, dropped another 330 points to finish the day at 38,111. On the other end, Costco beat revenue expectations, with shoppers hitting the warehouse club looking for deals. Some of the biggest sellers were in the health and beauty, grocery, and toy aisles at Costco. At the intersection of tech, politics, and justice, shares in Trump Media fell by as much as 15% in extended trading. The owner of 65% of the social media company, former President Donald Trump, was convicted Thursday of falsifying business records in his criminal hush money trial. Stellantis has fired the latest salvo in the EV war. The all-electric Jeep Wagoneer S will start at $72,000 when it hits showroom floors this fall. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Friday morning. Sam's back with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, today is Friday morning, and at these times, we check in with the latest Steckline Report with Larry Steckline. What's the latest, Larry?
Farm Food and National Security Act of 2024, as they try to put together a brand new farm bill in Washington. Significant changes. But what I see so far in the House side, not the Senate. The Senate worries me. We don't see much coming out of there yet. Let me just tell you that changes to crop insurance, reference prices, specialty crops, trade promotion, international food and foreign farmland ownership is all interesting. That's included in the House Farm Bill discussion. Looks like crop reference prices, most important to most of us in the farming end of it. They're going to raise them 10 to 20% if the House gets their way. Corn will go from $3.70 to $4.10 a bushel. Soybeans, $8.40 to $10. Wheat, $5.50 to $6.35. There are two key pay limit provisions in the House Farm Bill. The first ends the treatment of pass-through entities. The first ends the... And it also removes red tape, allows farmers to get the same treatment if they're in an LLC or a general partnership, and why shouldn't they? The second is operations that get 75% of their income from farming. They're eligible for a payment limit of $155,000, up from $125,000. The House bill includes a waiver from the means test for operations that get 75% of their income from farming. That waiver only applies to disaster programs and other USDA programs. But that's kind of interesting, folks. More changes than I expected. And so far, all for the better. See you on the next Steckline Report.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. A recent GPS outage across the Great Plains brought on by sun flares and other space weather activities caused problems for producers that were planting. K-State precision agricultural economist Terry Griffin explains where this GPS outage stemmed from.
The afternoon of May 10th, 2024, we witnessed GPS outages. And it happened at a time that was very crucial to Kansas farmers as we're in the middle of planting of the summer crops. And it wasn't just Kansas. It was Nebraska, the Dakotas, the Great Plains, the Corn Belt. We had a GPS outage in a larger geographic area than we've had before. There were several events that were happening, but we had a huge sunspot. We had solar flares, coronal mass ejections. There were lots of different activities happening that day. These are 11-year cycles. We started measuring this in 1750. And since then, this is solar cycle number 25. And it is believed that this should max out in 2025. It could happen rest of the 2024 production season and into the 2025 production season.
He discusses the three factors that came together to make this outage so significant.
We had a trifecta of things going on. One, we had this huge, intense storm, solar storm that was happening. Two, we had planters rolling full force, middle of planting season across the United States for summer crops. And in 2024, we have more reliance upon GPS than we ever had in history.
With more severe solar weather events possible through 2025, Griffin relays the potential implications of them during this year's harvest.
Let's just say we're harvesting corn in Kansas in October. GPS goes out. We can still get the combine down the road to harvest, But logging that yield data from the yield monitor to a dual reference latitude longitude won't be happening. So we're going to lose yield maps, which may mean, well, on-farm experimentation would be a disadvantage. We may have seed sales force interested in getting this information too. So it's not just the farmer within the farm gates is interested. And, you know, a lot of farmers like to make printed yield maps on, you know, mugs for the landowners to keep relations good. And so having a GPS outage during harvest could also have negative aspects just from the data side.
That was Terry Griffin, Kansas State University precision agricultural economist, on the solar weather events that caused GPS outages on May 10th. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown roofing company, Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
There are few physical attributes more fussed over than our hair, and few tangled with more misconceptions. We will debunk a few hair myths on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, May 31st. It is the 152nd day of the year, and Clint Eastwood is celebrating his 94th birthday. As a rule, we peak hair health in our 20s, so hair today, gone tomorrow is one hair proverb with a strand of truth. Here's a few that could use some debunking. Does too much shampooing cause hair loss? Nope. That hair would have fallen out anyway. We just take notice of it in the shower drain. Will hair grow more quickly if you cut it? Wrong again. Hair grows at the roots, not the ends. Trimming frayed ends, though, can make your hair appear fuller. Another myth says if you pluck a gray hair, two will grow back. Perhaps, but it has nothing to do with the plucking. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts online at almanac.com.
7:31 from KNDY. Cloudy, overcast, still a few light scattered showers here and about. Had a concentration this morning, including some brief thundershowers along a track from Junction City up toward Clay Center. Most of that will dissipate as the day wears on. Seasonal highs in the 70s today, going to the lower 80s tomorrow. Should be perfect for big Blue River days with no rain forecast tonight or Saturday. 64 this hour. We had about 10 hundredths on Thursday as far as precip accumulation.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Royals have wrapped up their series against the Minnesota Twins as a four-game series on the road. They're now set for the San Diego Padres with first pitch tonight at 7 p.m. for a three-game series going through the weekend. It was a win for the Twins for game number four of the series yesterday with a 7-6 win, putting the Royals only 1-4 for the series. Kansas City, however, is hanging on to that number two slot in the American League Central, sitting 35-23. Only two games behind the Cleveland Guardians at 37-19, who's been hanging on to that number one slot. The Twins are at the number three position in the Central League at 31-25. It's now off to the National League as they take on the San Diego Padres, who are sitting number three in the National League West at 30-29 overall for their regular season, before heading out to Cleveland to take on the Guardians on Tuesday next week. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
After claiming last year's 1A girls state track title, expectations were high in Washington County this year, and the girls once again delivered. At the state meet last Saturday, three different girls from Washington claimed the gold and vaulted the Tigers to back-to-back 1A girls state champions. Junior Addie Gakel finished tops in both the 100 and 300 hurdles, with freshman sister Anna finishing third in the 300. Junior Jessie Hoover made her third appearance in the state javelins and claimed her first gold, while senior Lily Richard finished her high school career as back-to-back state champion in pole vault. The girls' 4x1 team finished sixth, while the girls' 4x4 team of Addie and Anna Gakel, Jessie Hoover, and Mackenzie Baker brought home bronze, with Baker also finishing seventh in the open 800. While only taking seven athletes to state meet this year, the Washington County girls are once again able to claim the 1A state title. Holding his own as the lone boys competitor for the Tigers, senior Octavian Cardenas placed fifth in discus. That saw three TVL athletes finish inside the top six. In Class 3A action from state track last Saturday, the Marysville Bulldogs saw top 10 finishes across the board, led by senior Silas Miller with top 10 finishes in the open 800, mile, and 2 mile. The boys' 4x8 relay team of Miller, Asher Wassum, Gable Fredrickson, and Nathaniel Miller came home with a third-place finish. For the Marysville girls, sophomore Ava Spicer finished 15th, while senior Shay Kramer finished 8th in pole vault. Sophomore Casey Rush brought home bronze in high jump, and junior Austin Harris claimed 5th in triple jump. After a long season, KNDY congratulates all area spring sports athletes on another successful year. This has been KNDY Sports Director Max Blasky.
KNDY.